I think right now it's a little bit unclear. I can tell you how I use this information now. When I see a patient with an adenocarcinoma, basically all non-squamous cell patients, many of those patients I will get EGFR sequencing on upfront. If they are mutation positive, they'll qualify for a clinical trial that we're doing looking at EGFR TKI therapy in first line. I think that in second line therapy, we have three choices. We can use Alimta, we can use Taxotere, or we can use Tarceva. And in trying to sort out which of those three drugs to use, perhaps gene copy number and perhaps immunoperoxidase, you roll them together in the so-called Colorado Index that Paul Bunn has helped develop. Perhaps that will be a way that will allow clinicians to choose who to get second-line therapy with Tarceva versus who to give Taxotere or Alimta to. However, to be very blunt, as of now, I think it's still a little premature for physicians to know exactly how this information will be used.
Can you talk a little bit more about the Colorado data?
Well, the Colorado group has done some very nice work where they have looked at patients in various different cohorts of people who've been treated with Iressa and Tarceva, particularly a group of patients with BAC from a SWOG study, as well as a cohort of patients treated in Italy and other areas, where what they have found is that better outcome in terms of survival correlates with increased gene copy number and positive immunohistochemistry staining. And when you combine these two measures, both increased gene copy number and positive immunohistochemistry staining, you identify a group of patients who have a very, very nice survival from Tarceva. And that's also similar to the data that's come out of BR21, which is the Canadian group's results. Now, I should say both of those groups found that mutations predicted for response. They just didn't see that mutations predicted for survival. And I would argue that there were probably some methodologic problems in how one looks at mutations. We're learning that mutations are not easy to look for. They probably need to be done in laboratories that have remarkable experience in looking for mutations. And we know that even in our own laboratory, we have missed mutations that have been picked up in other people's laboratories. So part of the difficulty in doing mutation work is it is very time intensive, and it takes 3 to 4 months to get this information. And I think there is greater variability in the ability to detect mutations than there is in the ability to look at amplification by FISH or immunoperoxidase. So I think the Colorado Index will likely be a helpful tool for doctors down the road. But as of now, it still remains a little bit early to be certain how it's going to be used.